You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Conrad is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Ileana. So we're going to see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted and maybe get him another date if he still wants one when he finds out why in just a second. But Conrad, before we get into your date, how long has it been since you heard from Ileana?
Oh, it's almost a week. It's been like 6 days right now.
So let's go backwards. Let's talk about the date, how you guys met, and let's get to where we're at now.
We really like food, you know, and when we both met, we were talking about going to this restaurant that specializes in paella. I can't pronounce the darn word. But anyway, they're known for that. They're known for their sangrias. Everything was great, right? And super romantic spot. Even like after like 8 o'clock, there's a DJ that comes out. They have like a dance floor platform they bring out.
Love that.
So, that's cool. It was really, really nice. We danced. I mean, we were laughing it up the whole night. We took pictures in the photo booth at the restaurant. They had them by the bathrooms. It was super cute. We loved the spot. So, and that was the first time we met. It was a great date. And that was pretty much how that went.
Well, because it sounds like it went pretty good.
In my eyes.
What was the last thing you said to her?
Well, the last thing I said to her, you know what? It wasn't like, you know, we had some last words or anything like that. We just, you know, pretty much were talking and, you know, there was a situation, I think maybe they had something to do with it as far as her not calling me back. I don't know if this is a fact or not, but she did. She was complaining about being cold because we were next to a vent, right?
Okay.
So, but the food was already on the table. So I went ahead and asked the waiters if they can, you know, switch us, which she was like, no, don't make a big deal out of it, this and the third. But I insisted because I didn't want her to be cold. So, you know, we moved and, you know, even like we had like a real cool exchanges, like, you know, like almost like we've been together or something like that, because it was like a little bickering over like what we're going to order. It was all playful, you know, nothing angry about it. She even said something about like, oh man, we must've been lovers in the past life. And I was like, oh man, it was like so cool. Like, super heated, super fun. So it wasn't like any of the last words I sent her. It was a text message I sent her afterwards, you know, but that wasn't, you know, I just said, you know, I had a great time. That was it.
When you say that it was super heated, were y'all arguing?
No, it was like a good, like, passion between us. What I mean, it's like, it was like a real good connection. It was like, everything was like melting. Like, it was just like great. It was just like, it was so easy. It was like, we've known each other for a while.
Okay. Well, what do you think happened then?
I don't know. The only thing I could assume was that maybe, like I said, having them switch everything after, like, switch tables for us after all the food was out on the table. But that's so minor, so I'm not thinking that might be it, because I can't think of anything, to tell you the truth.
Well, maybe, do you think it is intense that she's like, oh, we were lovers in another life? Did that just
can't be
it? Or, I don't know. People get scared really easily. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's a can't be or if it's like, oh my gosh, like, what if I can't do this? It didn't work out in another life. Well, how's it going to work out in this life?
I would hope that she would just, like, tell me that, then, you know, instead of just leaving me just to wonder and figure it out by myself. Because how did something so good just end, like just end up just abruptly just stop?
What was the last thing that she said to you?
The last thing she said to me on the text message was that, you know, she just thanked me and she said she had a good time. So that was it. That was the last time we spoke to each other through a text message.
Okay. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. Then we'll play a song, come back and call her and see if she'll tell us why you're getting ghosted, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Cool.
All right, we'll get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Conrad is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Ileana. And we're about to call her and see if we can figure out why and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Ileana?
Oh, okay. Well, my date with Ileana was great. Went to a great restaurant. We had great food. We had great drinks. We danced. We laughed. We really hit it off. Super big connection. You know, we both loved the spot that we went to. And that was pretty much it. It was just real natural and just real fun, like super fun.
Okay. And you have no idea why she's not calling you back.
The only idea I can come up with is something that is just like far-fetched to me, because that's not even a real reason. Like I said, it was just me, because she was complaining she was cold. She was like, hey, I'm under an event. And I was like, oh my gosh, all right, let's move it. Let's move out the way. Okay. And that was already after the food was there. So that was it.
All right. We'll try to figure it out for you. Then we'll call her right now. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Ileana, please?
This is Ileana.
Hi, Ileana. How are you? My name is Jubal. I'm calling from a radio show. It's named The Jubal Show.
Hi, the whole show's here, too, before you jump back in. My name is Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Do you listen to the show at all?
I've never listened to it before.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay. You don't have to apologize. Maybe you will now. We do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why. So you are ghosting someone and they email us about you.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Any idea who?
I don't think so.
No? What about a guy named Conrad?
Conrad. Oh, Conrad. Yeah, I remember him.
Okay. What do you remember about him?
Was it 6 days ago?
Yeah, we went on a date a few days ago, and what I thought was a hookup with a friend, and the restaurant was a really nice place. I can't lie, but for me, it was a bit too romantic for the first date.
Okay.
You know, so it kind of felt weird. But, you know, I said, let me go with the flow and we'll see what goes on. We danced. The food was wonderful. I mean, he was so nice. He even had the table moved for me because I was feeling cold underneath the vent, which I thought was really nice of him. I didn't want him to do it because the food was already on the table. However, he did it anyway, and I really appreciate that. But later on that night, I mean, everything just got too lovey-dovey for me. I mean, he joked about being lovers in a past life or something like that. It just got really weird after that. The next day I go to work, I find flowers at my desk, which I thought was romantic. However, he says, again, the lovers in a past life. Then he's texting me constantly when I'm like, I'm busy. He's like, okay, well, text me back when you get a chance. But then he doesn't give me a chance to text back. It was just becoming too much at one time. And I felt he was moving a bit too fast and I just had to slow it down. I just had to go.
Wow. I kind of feel like I would love flowers after a first date, but
I mean, I felt like I was being love bombed, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was just
yeah.
too much at one time. It was moving too fast for me.
So yeah. Did you like him and it was just that he was coming on too strong and the whole like, you know, love bombing concept, trying to protect yourself, or it was just like, oh man, this is kind of icky?
Yeah, it was just icky for me altogether. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for being honest with us.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not, he's a nice guy for somebody else, just not for me.
Ileana, he is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Man.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Like, what is this about?
Oh, but I mean, I just found out what it was about. I was wondering what was going on with us, and I just realized that maybe you thought I was love bombing, but that wasn't me. I was just very excited. You know, I thought maybe something, and I mean, maybe I just
took excited, it to, I mean, you don't even give me a chance to respond to your messages. You're constantly texting me. I tell you that I'm busy, and it's like you act like you understand, but then you don't understand.
I do understand. You know what? I can pull back on that. I'm so sorry. I think that I just jumped the gun. I was so excited, like I said. And I mean, I would really love to go on a second date with you. I really apologize if I came on too strong. And, you know, that's just how I am. Maybe I should have just, you know, waited for you to respond, but I'm just was so, you know, happy about, you know, our date and how it went that I was just, I guess I was overwhelmed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
like I said, you're a really
nice
guy.
It wasn't like weird or anything. Yeah. I'm not trying to be weird. Like that. It's just how I am. I can wear my heart on my sleeve. So it's just like, I was just trying to, you know, express that, you know, I really enjoyed meeting you and, you know, that's all.
Yeah, I enjoy meeting you too. But like I said, it was just too much for me at one time. And it just seemed like you weren't going to give up. And I appreciate the pursuit, but it's not for me. Maybe for somebody else.
Yeah, well, maybe I showed you so much, you know, attention for that short period of time that maybe now I could just ease back and, like, not really like you as much and maybe even it out.
I mean, that sounds even weirder.
Yeah, kind of does.
Oh, that's messed up. I thought we had a connection. I'm not trying to be weird. It was just, I'm thrown back by this. I mean, I can see the text messages and, you know, and the flowers. But, you know, to me, this is how a man's supposed to be, you know, express. I'm romantic. I'm a throwback.
Aww.
And I know I probably sped too fast, but like I said, I was going 100 miles an hour. I promised to do 20 miles an hour. I'll do 20 the next day.
I feel you. I have that same problem, Conrad. Because I'm like that, too. Like, honestly, if I meet someone, I may be trying to date them for a month, but I still want to do all the flowers. I want to be super romantic. But then people get scared, you know?
People get scared.
And so then it's, like, hard to figure out what to do because then I'm like, well, all right. Well, I don't really play games, so I just will not do the stuff. And then it looks like I don't like them.
Everybody's just got to start asking each other what your love language is because that's what you cater to. And if people are scared of gifts and the extra, like, you know, attention, you just pull back a little bit.
They want you to find out what their love language is, and then, like, I'd rather just shoot at it. You know what I mean? It's because, like, most of the time, no one's going to express that to you.
Well, you did, Conrad. You did, and this time, it just doesn't seem like it worked out, and I'm really sorry.
Let's see for sure. Ileana, would you like to go on another date with Conrad? We'll pay for it. Oh, actually, we wouldn't pay for it because you don't want that yet. No, we'll pay for it.
I feel so bad. I really want to go on a date with Conrad now.
Oh, that would be great. I'm telling you, I would go 4 miles an hour in a 50 mile per hour zone. I'm telling you, I would be an old man.
Okay. I promise, if you slow it down just a little bit.
So that's a yes?
Really?
Maybe. Should I do it, guys?
Yeah.
I think so.
Why not?
Oh, man.
What's the worst that can happen?
That's great.
More flowers.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so second date?
Yes, I'm up for it. Where do you want to go? Like, what kind of food do you want to go? Let me step back and let you plan everything. Where we're sitting, where the events will be at.
This is going to be funny. Conrad can't do it.
Yeah.
But try. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.